with your latest news. I'm Carsley Fuller. Cayman's elderly population has grown by 27% between 2021 and 2023, and more than 4,000 people are expected to reach the age of 65 within the next 5 years. Social Development Minister the Honorable Isaac Rankin says his administration's 2026-27 budget is preparing for that, quote, reality.
We are maintaining and enhancing funding for the Pines Retirement Home with an annual allocation of roughly $2.7 million to provide continuous residential care for older persons in need of residential care.
Government support of the Meals on Wheels program is growing significantly from 175,000 this year to more than 500,000 annually over the next 2 years.
The Council of Older Persons, now under our ministry, will be resourced to drive implementation of the Older Persons Policy 2016 to 2035 and, once commenced, the Older Persons Amendment Act 2024. These frameworks will strengthen safeguards against neglect and abuse, guide the development of age-friendly communities, and ensure that the voices of older persons shape policy and practice.
A combined $5.5 million has been earmarked for care of the indigent and disabled elderly persons in the upcoming budgets. And a new transfer payment line item includes $500,000 annually for social support program for seniors and children. In court news, a Jamaican national has been remanded in custody after appearing before the summary court on multiple charges of theft and deception. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks.
The defendant, Jair McDonald, faces allegations of theft, attempting to obtain property by deception, and obtaining property by deception. Prosecutors told the court that Mr. McDonald is accused of using a stolen credit card to make a series of unauthorized purchases across the islands. Court records reveal that Mr. McDonald was in the Cayman Islands on a work permit, which was cancelled by his former employer on the 25th of November. As a result, he now remains in the jurisdiction with limited legal status. During Thursday's hearing, the Crown indicated that further charges are expected to be filed in connection with the case. However, prosecutors could not confirm when the charges would be formally submitted, noting that investigators are, quote, working on it. McDonald's will remain in custody until his next scheduled court appearance on the 11th of December, when he's expected to appear via video link. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
It's a drug bust in Cayman Brac. Shortly after midnight on Wednesday, officers patrolling Watering Place Park searched a vehicle and the two people inside, discovering what they suspect is crack cocaine and ganja. Two men in their 60s were arrested, and a search of a home connected to them led police to recover some white powdery substances suspected to be cocaine and cracked cocaine. A 29-year-old at that home has also been arrested on suspicion of drug offenses. A fight at John Gray High School involving several students is being investigated by police and the Department of Education Services. The video shared with Radio Cayman shows a student lying on the floor while being attacked by several others in a crowded hallway. The ministry and Department of Education Services acknowledged the incident but declined to comment further, citing the ongoing police investigation. Meanwhile, the RCIPS says steps are being taken to gather more information and conduct interviews. Hospitals, healthcare providers, and major corporations have used captive insurance companies for a long time, and this year's Cayman Captive Forum zeroed in on how those structures are coping with soaring costs and big court awards. Here's Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
With more than 1,500 attendees and over 100 speakers, there is no question that the Cayman Captive Forum is capturing attention. Kevin Poole is the general manager of IMAC, the Insurance Managers Association of Cayman.
A large number of healthcare entities established their insurance companies here in Cayman that we call captive insurance. And the topics are quite broad for them, like claim settlements. We're seeing nuclear verdict. There's other sort of problems that you might see in the healthcare industry as well that need solving through the use of the captive.
Captives are essentially the equivalent of an in-house insurance company, giving their owners more control over costs, claims, and how much risk they keep or pass on. Mr. Poole says the forum gives captive owners a chance to compare notes and adjust their insurance programs to better match real-world risks. And it's not just healthcare. He says these same structures are being used to confront something Cayman residents and businesses know all too well.
Obviously, property insurance is expensive, and everyone would know, how that issue is affecting everybody. It also affects people in the corporate world as well. So they're looking to use insurance companies for those sort of risks as well that perhaps they haven't traditionally done.
The Cayman Captive Forum is now in its 32nd year, and with 80% of the attendees coming from overseas, Mr. Poole says the conference isn't just good for the insurance industry, it's good for tourism as well. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
And that's your latest news. I'm Carsley Fuller.